The Rays taking on the Royals, and check out these dogs showing they can make some spectacular plays too in the outfield. Third inning, pick up the action, scoreless game, Adani Echevarria facing Jason Vargas.
High fly ball, this one's well tagged by Echevarria. Kane will run out of room and that baby's gone. And the Rays take a 1-0 lead.
America the 16th of Musso, and there's another one. Deep in the air to left field, that didn't take long. Three batters in, the Royals have tied it up.
Hey, there's a long drive off the bat of Steven Souza Jr. And that ball a long way out of here. There's a drive high and deep to right. That went down the right field line, and that's a fair ball and gone. And they have a two-run lead now, 5-3.
The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out, and for the first time since 2009, the Rays have come into Kauffman Stadium and come away series winners.
Alex Colome strikes out the side to pick up his 40th save as the Rays take out the Royals 5-3. KC has now dropped 6 of 7. The Rays bullpen tosses 4 scoreless frames, giving up just 1 hit. Steven Souza Jr. finishes with 2 hits and 2 RBIs. The Rays get by the Royals. Manager Kevin Cash spoke after.
Like the way the guys came out, you know, we got the early lead. Kind of gave it right back to them, but overall I was impressed with the way Jake, you know, ended up throwing the ball. He's pretty efficient with his pitches. The one at bat I would like to have back is the leadoff walk once we got 3 runs. But other than that, I thought he threw the ball well. Home runs are going to happen. We're all going to give up home runs. I was very impressed with the way he went out and performed. Once the 3 run came up, he kind of got on a 9-out groove right there. That was good to see for Jake, because it has not been easy for him, and that's the way it goes sometimes. Steve Cishek, you know, probably MVP of the game, coming in and closing the door and then going back out and getting another 3 outs. The bullpen did their thing, and then the offense, we had some big at-bats. Lomo and Souza's home runs, those were pretty towering shots. So all around, really good day.
For Steve Cishek, 15 games with the Rays, now 15 innings and 0 runs allowed. What effect has he had on your ball club?
Quite a big one. We weren't getting that type of consistency before he got here. I know that. When you put a guy in the bullpen like that, it can make everybody else's job not easier, but they have a chance to perform a little bit better. Because the workload is kind of spread out a little bit. I think, Romo has benefited from having him and vice versa. Obviously, Tommy and Colome have done their thing pretty much all year, but the guys are kind of feeding off each other a little bit.
Alex Colome now has 40 saves this season. He's just the 6th player in franchise history to do so. How do you best characterize his accomplishment?
Special. I mean, it's a special performance. He's a special player, and what he does to close out ball games, whether it's 7, 8, 9 or the teeth of the lineup, or we ask him to, the way that he buys into whatever we ask him to do, that it makes it really easy to manage guys like that and get that team first concept. And Alex really sets a tone. The way we used him early on in the year, look, there aren't many closers that are too keen on that idea. And Alex was whatever I need to do. And I'm glad he's having the season that he's having.
The Royals tied it up in the 3rd, and then your team responded with Steven Souza Jr.'s 29th home run of the season. What can you say about the way that he continues to step up in big moments for this team?
Yeah, I mean, Souza's year is pretty remarkable. I mean, it's pretty special for I think all of us as a staff to see how far he's come as a player, a complete player, from 2015 to now, and you've seen the progress made, all those things, and bam, he, 2017, he puts everything together and really, really impacts our team in every facet, on the bases, obviously on defense, and then the most probably at the plate.
What's Cishek doing out there that's so effective?
He's sinking it, he's throwing sliders, and when he wants to throw, he changes eye levels just enough. I mean, everybody knows that he's a ground ball pitcher. He comes in there, he's got some deception with the delivery. He's down, and then, when he needs to run a ball up, letter high, he's kind of set the tone with his other pitches that allows a lot of swings on some of those.
Have you noticed him gaining confidence? I mean, the according to the Rays stats, he's got like the lowest ERA since May something.
Not gaining it. I mean, I think he's more like just being comfortable. I mean, anytime you're acquired or traded or however it is, and you come in, it probably takes a couple days to get acclimated. But he's been pretty comfortable since he's been here and confident.
And I think you mentioned this maybe a week or so ago, but the way he's kind of bought into a less than a closer's type role, and he's pitching.
Yeah, I mean, we got a bunch of guys with saves down there, and I mean, can't say enough how much I appreciate the buy-in. I mean, Sergio Romo's right there too. He's about as high leverage as a pitcher as there has been in over the last 10 years in baseball, and he's up for anything. The delicate part is we got to make sure we're doing our job, or I'm doing my job, Jim Hickey's doing his job of communicating to those guys that, hey, we could use you in the fifth, we might use you in the fourth, whatever, but we're at a point now where we got to do what's best for the game that night to try to win it, and the buy-in's been incredible by our bullpen.
You guys did give up the lead, and to come right back and take it back, it happened to be home runs tonight, but that kind of speaks to maybe the way they rebound offensively.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know we talk about it a lot, but there has never been a doubt in this team's ability to rebound, or, you know, the grit they might show in a given night or an inning or, you know, whatever situation. There's never not one time this year have you noticed a lack of effort or a slump your shoulders, we can't do this. They respond very well.
How about the play that Chavarria made in the first inning?
Remind me. Oh, my gosh. Awesome play. Yeah. I mean, it's starting to get boring, I guess. I mean, we'll take them, but it's like having KK playing on dirt.
And each series was going to be talked about as a big series, but you've gone on this trip now. You've won the first two series in road parks against teams that can be tough. But you got to have some satisfaction in the first two.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, these are good teams we're playing, and obviously Kansas City to be right there with us. I mean, we're flip-flopping standings, it seems like. Win series. If we win the series, we're going to put ourselves at the end of this thing in, I think, a pretty good spot.
Logan Morrison launches his 33rd homer of the season in the victory. He talked to the media after the game.
We're gritty. I mean, we've played well on the road all year. I feel like in the St. Louis series, we outplayed them for 27 and of the 29 innings or whatever, 25 of the 27 innings we played, and just came up a little bit short in the middle game, and it was a little bit of a clunker last night, but able to bounce back, and that's what these guys do. It's pretty impressive.
The Royals tied things up in the third inning, but you helped your team respond in the fifth. What was your approach?
Well, he'd been eating me up with heaters up and in all night, so I was just said, to heck with everything else. Get a heater up in middle and just try to hit as far as you can. And I was able to do that.
You have been so locked in at the plate. How do you best describe the success that you're having offensively?
I mean, I don't know. I don't feel like I'm that locked in. It's a process. I feel like I still miss pitches I should drive, things like that. But, I guess one homer a day keeps the doctor away, right?
Alex Colome with his 40th save of the season as he strikes out the side in the ninth. He talked after the game.
Que me siento muy feliz, muy contento. Es una temporada que uno no sabe dónde uno va a terminar, pero desde que tuve, que Dios me dio la oportunidad de tener una temporada así.
I feel very happy and very excited that God's given me this opportunity to do this season. I'm very excited and I'm very happy that I'm here right now.
What are your thoughts on the job that the bullpen did tonight to bridge the gap to you, especially Steve Cishek and Tommy Hunter?
Me siento muy contento porque mis compañeros están haciendo un buen trabajo y eso me ayuda a mí a poder salvar unos cuantos juegos. Así yo y mi familia hoy un día que estamos muy feliz porque 40 salvados no lo salva todo el mundo y no se ve todos los años.
I'm really excited that the bullpen can come in and give me the opportunity to come in for a save. It's not every day that someone gets 40 saves, and I'm just glad that me and this family can be a part of that.
And just what does it mean to you that this season you've consistently been such a huge part in this team winning?
¿Cómo te sientes que has sido gran parte del equipo por todas las salvadas que tienes?
Me siento muy bien porque me está jugando bien y yo mismo cada vez que me da la oportunidad trato de dar lo mejor de mí ahí por el equipo y por mi compañero.
It's a team effort. I like the way my teammates have been playing and they give me the opportunity to come in late in the game. and save the game. But it's a team effort, and we're doing it for the team.
Alex, you never like to put any numbers on anything, but is 40 a special number as a closer?
Especial número 40.
Sí, dile que es muy especial para mí. Yo voy por más, pero ese número es muy especial para mí.
It's a very special number for me. I'm hoping to get more, but 40 is special for me.
You get the ball?
Yeah, I got the ball.
You take all the balls or no?
Couples, yeah.
Oh, you always get the ball from a save?
Yeah. Every night.
Yeah, but this will be a big one.
I got it.
Thank you.
Where will you put it?
Right here. I had the last one here. The other one is at home.
So you'll just keep it with you?
Yeah, I keep it with me.
Up next, the Rays begin a series on the road against the White Sox on Friday. Blake Snell on the hill.